next on the 5 o'clock report.
Today's sanctions are part of our commitment.
His loss is a huge loss.
They're out on the prowl.
That is the longest period of time of job creation.
There isn't much of the plane left.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon, happy Friday, and thanks for checking in. The wheels are in motion now to advance those articles of impeachment against the president. Correspondent Steve Dorsey.
In a new letter to colleagues, Speaker Pelosi says she'll transmit articles of impeachment to the Senate next week. The resolution will also appoint impeachment managers. She indicates a vote won't happen until she consults with party members Tuesday morning.
Correspondent Bill Rakoff continues our coverage.
What this announcement by Nancy Pelosi means is essentially that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will get his way. He had said he did not want to see witnesses in the trial, at least before the case was presented, preferring to follow the 1999 model set forth by the Clinton impeachment. Once the case is presented, McConnell said, then they could consider witnesses.
The Trump administration today imposed billions of dollars of new sanctions on Iran. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
Today's sanctions are part of our commitment to stop the Iranian regime's global terrorist activities.
Secretary of State Pompeo says 17 sanctions will target 8 senior Iranian officials.
The goal of our campaign is to deny the regime the resources to conduct its destructive foreign policy.
He says Iranian General Qassem Soleimani was plotting large-scale attacks against American targets in the Middle East. The president said today he believes multiple U.S. embassies would have been attacked if we did not take him out.
I can reveal that I believe it would have been 4 embassies.
The president speaking to Fox News earlier today. Iran still denying that it shot down that Ukrainian passenger jet the night it lobbed missiles at us in Iraq. Elizabeth Palmer at the crash site near the Tehran airport.
There are no guards here. Nobody tried to stop us coming in. In fact, there are people all over, some looking for things of value to take away, some just reflecting on what's happened. There isn't much of the plane left.
Iraq's prime minister has told the U.S. to craft a plan to withdraw our forces from his country. Holly Williams reports from Baghdad.
He said the U.S. troops that are here working on training of Iraqi forces and logistics, things like refueling aircraft, supplying ammunition, they can stay. But the ones that are directly involved in operations against ISIS, they have to go.
The U.S. insists its forces are going nowhere. The Navy said today it's conducting a routine operation when a Russian warship aggressively approached one of its destroyers. The close encounter happened in the Arabian Sea. Those warships came within about 60 yards of each other. 145,000 new jobs added to payrolls in December. Slightly fewer than what economists were expecting, but still not too bad. The overall unemployment rate remains at a 50-year low. 3.5%.
What's fascinating now with the December number in the books is that we see U.S. employers adding jobs for a record 10 years. You know, that is the longest period of time of job creation in 80 years of data.
Business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Marianne Williamson, the latest Democrat to drop out of the race for president.
Marianne Williamson's campaign was, to use a football term, a Hail Marianne, hoping that if she threw the ball up, it would be caught and she would catch on and people would like her message and people would gravitate to her.
But that didn't happen, says political analyst Leonard Steinhorn. Planned Parenthood performing more abortions, correspondent Michael Harrington.
The overall abortion rate in this country is down, but the country's largest abortion business is doing more of them. Planned Parenthood's latest report reveals that it performed nearly 346,000 abortions in 2018, an increase of 13,000 over the year before. Live Action News has crunched the numbers and concludes that Planned Parenthood is now solely responsible for some 40% of all reported abortions in this country.
In a ruling today that could affect religious groups across the country, the Montana Supreme Court reversed a $35 million judgment against the Jehovah's Witnesses. That group was penalized for not reporting a girl's sexual abuse to police. However, the court found that clergy are not required to report such abuse if the knowledge results from confidential communications or if the person making the claim does not consent to disclosure. New stats on vaping in this country.
The number of vaping-related deaths and illnesses has slowed down, but the CDC says there have been more than 2,600 cases and nearly 60 deaths. The youngest victim, 15 years old last month in Dallas. Doctors there say other medical conditions may have contributed, but the county health director warns that lung damage from vaping can happen very quickly. The CDC says there's no such thing as a safe tobacco product.
Coyote sightings in downtown Chicago. At least two reported attacks on people in Chicago. This woman's dog was attacked.
I knew they existed, but they're out on the prowl.
Coyote sightings prompting two schools in Chicago to go on lockdown yesterday. A fast food restaurant looking to attract and keep good workers. Reporter Naomi Rukum.
Looking to pull down six figures this year? See if Taco Bell is hiring. General managers at some of its company-owned restaurants will now receive an annual salary of $100,000 as the company tries to recruit and retain talented people.
The higher salaries being tested out at Taco Bell's in the Northeast and Midwest. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, watch out for flooding this weekend, farmers in trouble, and Army versus Navy at the dinner table.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your family life weather forecast. For tonight into tomorrow, it's cloudy. The steadiest rains will be in western New York, just some showers elsewhere. Temperatures rising in the 40s tonight, into the 50s tomorrow. Then dropping late in the day near Lake Ontario. Could be a little icing tomorrow night between Rochester and Niagara. And then on Sunday, very windy, early rain ending, maybe as flurries. Sky staying mostly cloudy, temperatures dropping through the 40s into the 30s.
Okay, Kevin, thank you very much. Checking the headlines from New York and Pennsylvania, flood watch in effect for much of the listening area this weekend.
There's a storm that's going to develop over the Ohio Valley, move up into the Great Lakes during the second half of the weekend. We can expect one to as much as 2 inches of rain with that. And on the backside, some strong winds for Sunday.
Bob Hamilton at the National Weather Service says the rain combined with snow melt will cause rivers, creeks, and streams to rise.
The highest risk for flooding would be north of Syracuse, up on the Tug Hill, and up towards Watertown.
Near record warmth tomorrow, nudging 60 degrees. A Pennsylvania judge has ruled that parents of kids in the Roman Catholic Church and survivors of clergy abuse can move forward with a lawsuit against the Diocese of Pittsburgh. The plaintiffs claim that diocese, along with seven others in Pennsylvania, created a public nuisance by failing to report every allegation of child abuse. A prominent Buffalo businessman and real estate developer, among the two people killed in a helicopter crash yesterday near Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. 58-year-old Mark Croce owned hotels and restaurants in the Queen City. Bob Fine is a close friend.
He was just a good human being and very, very important for the Renaissance of Buffalo. His loss is a huge loss, not only to his young family, but to the area.
The other victim identified is 63-year-old Michael Capriato, who also owns several businesses in the Buffalo area. The helicopter was on its way from Washington, D.C. to Buffalo when it went down in a backyard near Mechanicsburg, PA. New York Assembly Speaker Carl Heastie is balking at an effort by state Republicans to repeal the controversial bail reform law. The GOP says the measure, which took effect the first of the year, threatens public safety. But Heastie insists it does more good than harm. That edict eliminates cash bail for nonviolent offenders. It's not all fun and food at the Pennsylvania Farm Show, as we learn from Family Life's Brandon Dixon.
While the annual event is in full swing in Harrisburg, there's growing concern among Commonwealth dairy farmers about the future of their entire industry. This just days after one of the largest milk distributors in the country filed for bankruptcy. The Borden Dairy Company's insolvency comes mere months after a similar move by Dean Foods, the nation's largest milk processor. Farmers say they'll continue to use opportunities such as the farm show to educate the public about the importance of the dairy industry. The PA Farm Show runs through tomorrow. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
All right, we'll have more from the farm show coming up, but first we should mention Pennsylvania among several states that stands to lose a congressional seat after this year's 2020 census. There are 18 congressional districts in the Commonwealth right now. New York State expected to lose two congressional seats as a result of the once-a-decade head count. Time next for that nightly market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. The closing numbers from Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks fell today on Wall Street, rolling back from some all-time highs as investors digested weaker-than-expected jobs data and a volatile week of geopolitical concerns. The Dow down 133 points, the NASDAQ fell 25, and the S&P 500 dropped 9. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Appreciate that, Dave. This is the 5 o'clock report, a Friday edition right here on Family Life.
Here's Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute.
Have you heard of phantom power? It's not just something that destroys Death Stars. It can actually destroy your utility budget. Here's what happens. When you turn off your TV or other electronics, many of them don't really turn off. Instead, they go into standby mode and continue to use electricity. Phone chargers use this phantom power, even when you're not charging your phone. If you keep your laptop computer plugged in, it uses phantom power. The Department of Energy says 10% of your energy bill goes to phantom power. So what do? Fight back. Plug your electronics into power strips. When you aren't using them, turn the power strip off. That way, your devices really will turn off and won't drain your budget.
Your money and your life belong to God. Learn to manage them both well when you visit MoneyWise.org. Write it down, MoneyWise.org.
Is your team still playing? Mine's not. Sonny's not, but they're still playing football this weekend.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Divisional playoff round of the NFL postseason kicks off tomorrow. Pair of games, San Fran Niners taking on the Minnesota Vikings. The Tennessee Titans travel to play the Baltimore Ravens. Sunday, Houston Texans visit the Chiefs, Kansas City, and the Green Bay Packers at home against the Seattle Seahawks. Winners advance to the conference championship games next weekend. The Browns may have found their head coach. It's down to three people. Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels, Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll, and Vikings offensive coordinator Kevin Stefanski. McDaniels is a Cleveland area native.
Yeah.
He, of course, interviewed back in 2009 and 2014. And it happened. UConn, their winning streak at home, over. They were crushed by number 6 Baylor, 74-58, ending a 98-game home winning streak.
Wow.
That dates back to 2013.
That's a long time.
They're pretty good, no doubt.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Well, we're going to have a taste of spring heading into the weekend as a strong storm coming in out of the Gulf States brings a variety of conditions to the northeast, particularly in the area of rain, wind, and near-record warmth. Cold air, though, won't be far away, and icing will be an issue on the other side, the north side of Lake Ontario, northern New York. That cold air returns here on strong winds later Sunday. But for tonight into tomorrow, it's cloudy. The steadiest rains will be in western New York, just some showers elsewhere. Temperatures rising in the 40s tonight into the 50s tomorrow. Then dropping late in the day near Lake Ontario. Could be a little icing tomorrow night between Rochester and Niagara. And then on Sunday, very windy. Early rain ending, maybe as flurries. Sky staying mostly cloudy, temperatures dropping through the 40s into the 30s.
All right, finally, five, go Army, beat Navy. Or is it go Navy, beat Army? You can't lose. It's the Army versus Navy battle of culinary superiority at the 104th annual Pennsylvania Farm Show, which continues through tomorrow. The annual Army-Navy cook-off, which has been going on for about 5 years now, one of the most popular attractions at that massive agricultural expo. Pennsylvania Agriculture Secretary Russell Redding acted sort of like the referee yesterday.
The two teams come together. They have a half hour with their mystery box. Take all of these great Pennsylvania preferred products and then create a meal.
What an amazing meal. Both teams made it, but there's only one winner. And this year, Navy came out on top. Army had the best cuisine last year, but just like they did on the football field, it was Navy this go-around.
Pretty cool. It's local produce, too, right?
Yep. All the food in the box, the mystery boxes, was food that was produced in Pennsylvania. So pretty impressive stuff. That not only are they great soldiers and sailors, pretty good cooks, too, from what I could tell.
There you go. Good stuff. Awesome weekend, brother.
Hey, you as well, Sonny.